today, I want to speak to you as a pastor. I want to speak to you about who we are and what we build and how we build. Because it's very important that we do things according to the word of the Lord. And so you might find that we don't do some things at Antioch that other people do in other churches. And maybe you find that we do things that others don't do. But we want to do our best to study the Word of God to see what we're supposed to do and then to get on doing it. And so would you open your Bibles with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And I want to read to you starting at verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 9. And I'm going to call this sermon, Fellow Workers with God. So here we are. 1 Corinthians 3, 9 says, For we are God's fellow workers. Please say fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building. By the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation as an expert builder, and someone else is building on it. But each one should be careful how he builds, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. If any man builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, his work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each man's work. If what he has built survives, he will receive his reward. If it is burned up, he will suffer loss. He himself will be saved, but only as one escaping through the flames. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all that you have done for us in eternity and at this present time. We thank you for what you did in sending your Son Jesus to be our Savior. And through him, we thank you that we inherit all things. And today, Lord, as we look into your word, we ask that you would teach us and instruct us and show us your ways that we might walk in them. Lord, I ask for change where it's needed. And I speak your blessing over the hearing and the preaching of your word in Jesus' name. Amen. So Paul here is talking about being an expert builder. He's talking about building God's way. And you know, when we're talking about building the church, I just have to say it, but you know, it's not about a building. It's not about a building program. It's not about the carpet, the bricks, the lighting, the stage. It's about people. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. We could say, for God so loved people that he gave his only begotten. It isn't for God so loved special buildings that he gave his only begotten Son. Jesus didn't die for a building. Buildings don't go to heaven. In fact, organizations don't go to heaven. Churches don't go to heaven. Ministries don't go to heaven. Only people go to heaven. I thought of calling this message For the Love of People. But I called it Fellow Workers with God. Because that's what you're called to be. And that's who we want to be here at Antioch International Church. We want to be a people who work together with God. I'm reminded of a visit that I had from John Paul Jackson way, way many years ago. And he's a prophetic man. And he was telling a little story when his son Micah was just very small, about 4 years of age. And John Paul Jackson was out washing his car. And his son was on the other side of the car. And John Paul had a nice chamois, and he was, you know, polishing the car. And his son was on the other, and all of a sudden he heard this scratching sound. And he went around to the other side of the car. And here was his son with a rock. And he was using it like a sponge on the car. And he was singing, I'm working for Daddy. I'm working for Daddy. I think There might be some Christians who are working for Daddy like that. In other words, they're really wanting to be helpful and they have a good heart, but they don't know what would really please their Heavenly Father. So they're going about doing something according to what they have heard other preachers tell them or what they have received from just their own good ideas. And maybe it's really not the way Daddy wants it to be. If we start at the very beginning of this chapter, in chapter 3 and verse 1, it says, "Brothers, I could not address you as spiritual, but as worldly, mere infants in Christ. I gave you milk and not solid food, for you were not yet ready for it. Indeed, you are still not ready. You are still worldly, for since there is jealousy and quarreling among you." Now, this is not Antioch International Church we're talking about here. We're talking about Corinth, that church that needed a lot of help, you know. But they were called children. In fact, they were called worldly. We could call them worldly children. A church of worldly children. Because they didn't do things God's way. And the worldliness that is talked about here isn't too much makeup or jewelry or going to the theater like we used to learn in the old days. But it is jealousies. Ministry jealousies. For some, if you read on, are after this minister and some follow this minister. And he says, "Are you not therefore worldly because you have ministry jealousies and quarreling among you?" And then he goes on to talk about this building program that we have to be in. So let's not be children and let's not be worldly. Let's find out what the Lord wants us to do and how we should build together. Now, you don't have to be a part of Antioch International Church. We really wish you are, and if you're a visitor here today, we welcome you. But it has to do with where God joins you and where God places you and positions you. But if you're part of this house, I have a responsibility to you to show you what the Bible says about what we should be as a family. There are four things we're going to look at later in the day while we're eating lunch together. And one is friends, and the other is family. And the third one is powerful faith. And the fourth one is function, how to do the work of the ministry. So friends, family, faith, and functions. Very simple, isn't it? But there are a lot of people who are building and they don't touch those things too much. There's a lot of sensationalism. There's a lot of feel good. And all of those things are important. In fact, in the body of Christ, we have different ministries who do different things. And I'm very grateful for them. I don't like it when somebody calls down another ministry or puts down another teacher of God's word because they don't do it their way. And not everybody is called to the same mission in the body of Christ. For some are evangelists. Some are encouragers and exhorters. Some are prophets. Prophets have a hard time with those who are just nice. And pastors often have a hard time with prophets. Because they don't know what to do with them. And prophets don't get it right all the time, but still listen to their warnings. Just don't live in their warnings. If you live in their warnings, you won't have the faith of God for everything you're called to do. So there's many dynamics in the body of Christ. But what are we to be as Antioch International Church? What kind of people should we be? And how should we function together? And what are we building? Paul was talking about building. You know he's not talking about the kind of things that Nehemiah built. Nehemiah built the walls. Then Ezra came and built the temple. And they were building something very physical. There may be a time when we have to build something very physical. Because you have to have a sheep shed large enough to hold the flock. But it's really way down the line of what's important. Because the Lord calls us to build up one another in our most holy faith. He says that we are the building, living stones put together to be the house of the Lord, a temple not made with hands, but a temple made up of God's people. So when we start off in this scripture, Paul says, we are God's fellow workers. Now, isn't that an amazing, get your head around it kind of thought? That God, creator of heaven and earth, says, I want co-workers. Now, if you work in a big complex, an industry, you have co-workers. If you're a doctor, a nurse, or a lawyer, or somebody who's working, you know, in an association of some kind, you have co-workers. And there's a respect you have for co-workers. There's a dependency and an interaction that you have with co-workers. Well, the Lord says we are his co-workers. Isn't that amazing? So you've been called up to something that's very powerful and very important. You're not just called to be saved. You're not just called to have the gifts of the Holy Spirit or the fruit of the Holy Spirit in your life. All of those things are eminently important. But you're called to be a co-worker together with God. So how does he want you to build? And what are you going to build with your life? Paul says, we are God's fellow workers. And then he looks out at the people and he says, you are God's field. You are God's building. Now, it's not one or the other. It's both. You're God's building and you're God's field. There's two aspects to who we are as a people. The building speaks about us as individual stones, polished, looking good and shiny, and fit together for the purposes of God. The field has to do with the harvest. It has to do with planting a crop and seeing fruit come forth from our lives. And you know, it has to do with service. The field has to do with working the field. It has to do with the work of the farmer. It has to do with us planting and watering and fertilizing and cultivating and then reaping. That's what the field is all about. And we should all have a kind of service, either within the church or without the church in the community or far out on foreign fields. So it ought to be within, without, and far out. Your service unto the Lord. And some of you will focus in one of those areas according to the purpose and the call of God on your life. But Paul says, we are God's fellow workers, and you are God's field for outreach and harvest, for planting and cultivating. We all ought to be working towards the harvest in some way or another. And we are God's building, fit together. Now, some people are only one or the other of these two things, and it's insufficient. Some people say, I only want to be serving Jesus. So help me to get my ministry going so I can serve Jesus. I'm God's field. And others say, no, 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 I'm just about the local church. I'm too frightened to work out there. But the Lord says we need both of these things. And one without the other is incomplete. And then Paul says in verse 10, by the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation as an expert builder. So Paul calls himself an expert in building. It's my responsibility to lay a foundation and to build here. Not single-handedly, not with my own ideas, but with one hand in God's hand and one hand in your hand and working together to build the purpose of God, his way. So Paul says, I'm an expert builder. And it's not about getting a bigger building and filling up the seats. It's not about getting a 1,000, 10,000 member congregation. It's about building people. It's not about being a fat church. It's about being a big church in the hearts and lives of people. It's important to me what happens in your life and where you're going in the purposes of God. So sometimes you might find that I might not be excited about something that you're excited about. Because I've been a pastor for many, many years, more than 40 now, and I've seen a lot of exciting things that led people into a certain genre where at the end of the day, they were left without strength. And when they were tested and tried, it didn't stand. So even though some things may be exciting, it doesn't mean that you should pitch your tent there and put all of what you are into it. Because there's a bigger picture than that in the house of God. And don't get caught up in just a part of it, but do your best to embrace the whole of it. So Paul says he's an expert builder, and then he says this. Someone, listen to this. He says, I laid a foundation as an expert builder, and someone else is building on it. But each one should be careful how he builds. So it's my job to give you some directives concerning the building of this house. It's your job to build the same way as I'm building. Because we're building together a house of the Lord. So that's what Paul says. He says, I'm an expert builder, and someone else, that's you, is building on it. Be careful how you build. Now, this is real important to me. Because I am working hard to build, with everything that I know, a people unto God. And so, all of you must become builders. It's not just, you are not just a field and a building, like, duh, I'm a building. You're not a wallflower. You become builders as well. You know, my favorite mission statement for a church, everyone in the world should become a believer. Every believer should become a disciple. Every disciple should become a minister. From the world, a believer. Believer to a disciple. Disciple to a minister. That's your journey. In the meantime, you've got to be a building. You've got to be a people whom God has brought together as a family, who function together in the purposes of the Lord. Now, no one, it says in verse 11, can lay of any foundation other than the one which is already laid, which is Christ Jesus. That's our foundation, but that's not where we finish. Everything that we do is unto Christ. It's about Him. It's for Him. Ultimately, our lives as individuals are set to be disciples of Him. We are His sheep. We are His people. We're His followers. He's the one who calls the shots in our lives. Jesus is our King, our Lord, our Savior. I wonder how many of us would be willing to die for Him. I think there's a good number here who say, well, I don't want it to happen tomorrow. But if it ever came down to it, Lord, I will take my stand for all that You've done for me. He's our Lord. He's the foundation of our lives, and He's the foundation of this church. There's no other foundation that we can provide, and everything we do is built on that. But then it says, if any man builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw. Now, the building that we have as a family, Antioch International Church, is just one local church of many, many who make up the worldwide Church of God. Come on. And there's a lot of expressions of churches in this area. And we thank the Lord for every one of them. We wish we could do as good a job as some of them. And others, well, we're glad we're not doing as bad a job as them. But we're somewhere in the middle, just serving the Lord and faithful. And let's encourage those who aren't doing a great job, and those who are doing a great job, let's encourage them to do more. But we have to be faithful to where God plants us and who we are. And as such, we need to build with gold, silver, and costly stones. Because we have a choice. We can build with wood and hay and straw. Now, the gold, the silver, the precious stones, the wood, hay, and stubble, really we're talking about people. Uh-oh. If you really think of what's being said here, we're talking about people. And when Paul says that he's a master builder, this is not a typical way of building. This is transformation building. It's about building people's lives so that hay or wood becomes gold and silver. Do you understand? So that straw becomes precious stones. It's a miracle that God could take somebody out of the field, dig them out, and they just look like a smashed up rock or a piece of driftwood off the beach after they get past their youth. Hope they still have their brains from having too many mushrooms or whatever. The transforming work of the Holy Spirit, this kind of building is to turn that hay or that wood into gold and silver and precious stones for the building up of the house of God. Now, what are you today? Well, if you're some straw, welcome. We like straw. Come and sit on the front row, please, if you're straw. If you're a pile of hay, take the second row. If you're just wood, take the third row. But if you're in that, I don't see a, you know, there's a lot of, the emptiest seats in the house are on the first three rows, I'll let you know. Yeah, there's more empty seats on the first three rows than all the rest of the seats. But think of it now. What if God brings somebody here who's just a beat up piece of straw? Can they fit into this house? Well, we love them. We pray over them. We teach them. And we give them place so that they can grow. And something miraculous happens. A piece of straw turns to silver. And they become a very powerful vessel in the house of the Lord. So, there's some pretty shiny stones here this morning. Some are diamonds in the rough. But others have had the cut of the Holy Spirit in their lives. Some have been put in the tumbler and been polished up real nice. Some of you folk are extraordinary in your faith, your resilience, your heart to serve, your sold-out passion for Jesus. And it's an honor for me to build a house with gold and silver and precious stones. But we'll gather all the hay and straw and wood that we can and bring them to the front row. Because see, between the field and the building, there's a processing center. There's a processing house. It's called discipleship. It's equipping and training. If you're new at Antioch, then you don't know yet. But those who are here and have been here for a while know that every time we preach or minister, there's some kind of challenge, there's some kind of equipping, there's something that's there for you to help you advance to become a precious stone, pure gold for the Lord. And those of you who have been on this journey, many of you have come up to me over the last month or so and said, it's been a really good year. It's been a really good year, and I've grown a lot. So Paul says, I'm an expert builder, and you are God's building and God's field. I have built, laid a foundation and built, and others are building upon it. So I call you to build with me solid lives, because the Bible says the day will reveal it. When the sunlight comes up, when the brightness of God shines upon us, we find out who we are. Now, churches, I think, are really revolving doors these days. I don't know if people are going to the flavor of the month church. I don't know if they are just going to where the best entertainment is. Maybe they're going where they find the most powerful word of God, or where they're seeing a powerful move of the Holy Spirit. In all of those things, what's important is that we find where God wants us to be. Sometimes that takes a little bit of time, doesn't it? We don't know where our feet actually come down, and we have limited time on the planet, and we want our time to count, and we want to fit where God has us to fit. So it's up to you to wrestle with God and find where your immediate family is. Even though all of believers are family, it's got to be worked out somewhere. It's got to become real somewhere, or it's a farce. It's just an idea, unless it's worked out somewhere. And when it's worked out somewhere, then you come and you say, well, I'm coming in for a trial time, and I'm going to see what this is all about. And when God confirms to you, this is it, this is it, this is it, this is your home. It might not be your eternal home, but for this time, it's your home. Then you give everything you've got, whether it's at that church, that church, that church, or some other church, or here at Antioch. Give everything you've got to work together to build the house of the Lord, to be both a building that will bring glory to Him, a people formed together for the purposes of God, a holy habitation for God in the Spirit, and then be also a field. Be part of those who work the field for a good harvest. Just yesterday, we had a team on a mission, and they were helping with children who perhaps are disadvantaged financially, and giving them supplies for the school. And many of the folk here went and participated in that. And a whole other group were on a different kind of mission field. They were painting for the next Sunday school book that we're going to send out. Both are missions. Both were working the field for the purposes of God. So the Bible says the day comes and it reveals. The light comes and the day reveals. So some people are just going from church to church like butterflies, seeing what kind of nectar they can find. That's not the heart and purpose of God. It's not God's heart when somebody comes to me and says, I'm a part of the whole body of Christ, and I believe that I'm just supposed to get some from here and some from here and some from here and some from here. That's very selfish. If you are that person, I just stepped on your toes. didn't I? But that's not your calling. Your calling is to say, Lord, where do you want me? And when you find that place, you say, Lord, I'll give everything to serve you there until you speak very clearly for me to go somewhere else. And maybe you never will. Maybe I will be there until you return. But while I am there, I will serve you with everything I've got. And the daylight reveals what we're made of. But then there's another kind of testing. It says, it will be, this building will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of every man's work. If what he has built survives, he will receive his reward. If it is burned up, he will suffer loss. He himself will be saved, but only as one escaping through the flames. Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple, that God's Spirit lives in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him, for God's temple is sacred, and you are that temple. Now, there's two aspects to this temple in these last verses of this section. You personally are a temple of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit lives in you. That's why you ought to be pure gold or silver or a precious costly stone. Because you're a vessel filled with the Holy Spirit, set on fire in the purposes of God, sold out to Him. And you want to be a stone that fits into the building. Let's say you want to be a stone, at least for this time, that fits into Antioch International Church. And there to do your job well. Be a good, strong part of the building. To shine for the Lord. To serve well with all your heart. To build together in the same way that the pastor's building. So that we're building together a house of the Lord. Now, if you need to bring some correction to me, please do so. I'm on a journey. But in the meantime, get on with the program. And let's build together. Now, you as an individual are a temple of the Lord. But there's another picture of the temple that we know very well, don't we? There's a corporate expression. We are the temple of the Lord. We are living stones built together as the house of God, a dwelling place for God in the Spirit, so that not one of us can contain all of God. He's much bigger than that. To each one is given a measure of his Spirit, it says, the Scripture says. But now together, when you bring who you are, and you bring who you are, and I bring who I am, and together we link arms. This is called cement, actually. When stones come together in a building, it's called cement. And we just commit ourselves to the work, to the purpose. The glory of the Lord comes. Because how good and how pleasant it is when brethren and sistren dwell together in unity. For there God commands his blessing, even life forevermore. So there's many things that are happening. You can go to many conferences. You can get many emphases. But where's the building that you're a part of? I ask you again, where's the building that you're a part of? Are you building something? Or are you just part of the pile of rocks in the field who love Jesus? Let's read one last scripture. It's found in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 4. And we read, as you come to him, the living stone, rejected by men but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built together into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. So Jesus is the cornerstone. First Nations people call him Chief Cornerstone. Nobody laughed at that. I thought it was good. But Jesus is rejected by men, but chosen of God. Now listen. You're rejected of men too. Some men, but chosen by God. To be a part of a building. If this is the place, then you've been chosen to be a part of this building. And you're living stones, fit together to be a holy house, a spiritual habitation for the Lord. And we read on in verse 9. It says, but you're a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are a people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Dear friends, I won't read on. So once you were not a people, but now you're a people. When was the last time you had a real close friend? Now the women would say, well, I've got one right now. Most of the women. But the men who are older than 30, maybe older than 25, most say, well, you know, I haven't had a real buddy since I was 12. The last time I had a real good buddy, I guess, was 15 years ago. Ladies, they have a special gift. They know how to do this. Most ladies. All of us ought to have something inside of us that calls us to be members one of another. It's deeper than just shaking hands and giving each other a hug on a Sunday morning. It has to do with being the people of God. Once you were not a people, but now you are a people. You are not conference attenders. You're a family. You are not a people who come for cafeteria-style church preaching. Pick what you want, spit out the rest, and go home. The Golden Corral. Golden Corral Church. Come get what you want, don't take what you don't want, and go home. That's not who we are. We are the people of God. Once you were not a people, but now you are a people. A holy habitation. We are God's fellow workers. You are God's building and God's field. Every man's work has to be built on the foundation of Christ. And we have to build with gold and silver and costly stones. And if you are not one of those, come sit on the front row. Wood, hay, and stubble, we welcome you. If you don't know how to be disciplined, to stick with it, to serve, to give, to shine for Jesus, to encourage, to be compassionate, to love the world, the people of the world, and to love the saints, if you don't know how to worship, come and let us train you. And the training will change you. It will change you from being just normal to being super. Because that's the house that God's building. All of you are called to be a part of some house, and most of you here are called to be a part of this house. So it's time to shine, saints. It's time to say, yes, I am a fellow worker with God, and I am building upon a good foundation. And I'm going to build together with God's people to bring glory to his name. It's what my life is about. Your life. It's what your life is about. Now, if you're not quite ready for this, that's just fine. Go at your own pace, on your own journey with God. But know this, there's a calling on your life to be a part of something bigger than yourself that will bring so much glory to God. And here at Antioch International Church, what kind of pastor would I be if I didn't want to make you a better person? If I didn't want to challenge you to a higher goal, to a bigger call? And so, men and women of God, I take godly pride in standing before you as a fellow worker with God, and I call you to be fellow workers with him as well, for the glory of his name, for his kingdom's sake. Be precious stones, gold and silver, and let's be on this journey till everything we are conforms to his image and his purpose. That's what Antioch International Church is all about. Let's pray. I would like to lead you in a prayer of dedication. I won't make you say anything you don't want to say, but I believe it's in your heart. And what you have faith to repeat, please repeat it. So hold your hands out in front of you, please. And would you pray this? Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for saving me. Today I dedicate myself to you and to your purpose. Fit me with your people in your time and in your way. I dedicate myself to lay down my own agenda and to build together with you for the purposes of God and your kingdom. I give myself to you. And I speak a blessing over Antioch International Church and all my friends here. And I ask that you would do such a work so that this house might bring amazing glory to you. We receive your goodness. We come into the prayer of agreement for your goodness to be upon us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.